Oh, absolutely. But I do want to touch on something we hadn't mentioned yet. And Pierre, I'm going to have to ask you to mute your mic.
Welcome to the RC Roundtable podcast, where we discuss the latest RC hobby news, events, model reviews, and a whole lot more.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to a special episode. Actually, we've gone back to something we haven't done in a while. This is episode 199.5.
As Fitz would say, a very special episode of Blossom.
Very special. Yes, exactly. So, well, thank you and welcome. And hope this is a fun show. We got a special guest coming up. And this will hopefully be short and sweet. Right?
There's no hope. That's up to us.
I remember I've always taunted my buddies because I always tell them, let's try to keep it around an hour. And then it's 2 or 3 hours.
And Fitz and I are like, yeah, sure. An hour. No problem.
Whatever. So you've been flying.
Yeah, I went flying last weekend. My club up here, we moved from our old field to our new field.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah,
we've been doing a lot of work on that. And I say we, like I'm a focal point of that. I am not. A lot of people who know what they're doing have been doing a lot of work to get our field prepped, which was previously a horse pasture, so not the smoothest of fields, but they got it looking great. It's nice and smooth. We've got some new grass coming up, and we're very excited to have this new location. But I went flying there sometime over the weekend, and on my way out the door, I said, let me grab something I haven't flown in a while and get that thing dusted off. Scanned the room, and I focused on my original prototype parallax, which, if you'll recall, yeah, there it is on the right. It looks like the other parallaxes, paralli, but it has a canard instead of a standard horizontal stab. And it behaves differently, but I was happy to see it still had the original receiver in it, and I still have the original Spectrum Gen 1 DX7 that I used to fly it with. So I charged up that battery, and I charged up the battery with this. All the things moved the way they were supposed to. I did have to fix the vertical stab because it had a little bit of damage from moving, but that was simple. And anyway, I took it out, and I flew it, and physics is still physics. It works.
And DSMs still DSMs?
Yeah. It's not like it was crowded radio-wise, but yeah, exactly. It still worked perfectly. So cool. Yeah, it was fun to get that back out, and maybe one day I'll do something with it. But just to tweak it some more, but I'll probably just leave it in its natural patina for now.
So what's this plane again?
So that is a Maxford USA Hansa Brandenburg W-29, a World War I monoplane. And the original full-scale version was primarily on floats. Now, this is the airplane. My foamy version is the one that it need a couple years ago flew without the transmitter, was in free flight for a couple minutes. So same scale model here, but this is a larger balsa version that's an ARF from Maxford. A nice looking plane. You can kind of see all the engine detail in there and the pilot figures. This, I think when they sold it, it came with either the floats or the ski option, and the skis are what you see on here. This one, I'm at least the third owner of it, and nobody knows where the floats are. So I've got it with skis, but it works off of grass with the skis. I did some tweaking to it because it had a little bit of a nose down attitude sitting on the skis, and it didn't want to rotate. So you go, you're going pretty fast, and all of a sudden you get enough elevator authority and it jumps off the ground. So I've been tweaking that to get it to take off a little better, but it's a neat airplane.
Well, you know, you said the word to get it to rotate, and if you look at this crazy design, you know, the empennage sticks way up in the air, and you've got the rudder on the downside. Would you call it a rudder?
It's still a rudder, yeah. It just doesn't have a vertical stabilizer.
But does the rudder have a skid on it?
No.
So you got to be careful when you rotate, because that's the part that's going to meet ground.
If you rotate far enough to drag the rudder, you're in trouble.
You're doing a wheelie?
Right. But yeah, it's just a neat airplane. A buddy of mine gave it to me, and I've been having fun with it. And, you know, I like unusual airplanes, and that certainly qualifies. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, cool beans.
Well, what about you? Have you been flying at all?
No, I've had such a busy, I love my kids. I love my kids. No, I do. Austin's back from college, so we've been hanging out together, and he's been our pool boy lately. So that's his job. His summer job so far has been helping us take care of the pool. And with the horrible rains we had, our pool was just awful. And so his reward was, can he get the, our pool place like scores your pool chemicals. And so we wanted to get to the 80, mark, at least 80. And we've been in the 20s and 30s. And so it's been horrible, but he's been diligent. Like, he's focused on getting it. So we got up to 70, but he blamed me for the not getting to 80 because I had added another chemical that, didn't quite make it. Anyway, but it's just cool to see him focused on it. And we did swim in it finally. So it's been months since we've had a chance to get in it. And then Ryan has been swamped with baseball, and he loves baseball. And I've talked about it before, but he actually had a big tournament last night, and it was team one against team two. And we didn't make it. We lost 11 to 10. It was a tough
That's loss. A deal-breaker.
Oh, it was hard. It was a heartbreaker. Yeah, for sure. But he does have a couple other games. So I've been doing that. So, and we recently had the Bomber June Warbird event at Bomber Field in Monteville. And so I really wanted to go, but we had bad rain Friday, which is when I was planning to go. And then I had all day Saturday baseball. So I didn't get a chance to hang out with those guys. And I really, really would have liked that. So hopefully in the coming weeks, I'll get to go to an event.
You think?
He's like that segue.
Buttery smooth.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me get things going, guys. Thank you again for joining our show. Our guest is a gentleman from the AMA who is pretty much putting all his efforts into a huge event. He and his team, let me not just say it's not just Steve, but Steve Haston's going to join us. He is with the AMA Foundation, and the big fun fly for the AMA is just around the corner. And so I wanted to bring him on the show because, as you have heard earlier in some of our episodes, the three amigos will be there, and we're bringing
three amigos.
Well,
Fitz is not here. We haven't mentioned.
Well, I mean, they know the show. Hopefully they know who Fitz is, other guy. So Fitz is not here. Yes. He couldn't make this show. We wanted to bring Steve on to talk with him. He's in the wings. Let me go ahead and bring him to the stage. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
We are good. So this episode is to talk about the Fun Fly, because we're hoping that some of our viewers and listeners are going to attend and join us and hang out with us. I mean, our big thing is we're looking forward to bringing Plywood Overcast to Site 3 and get people to fly it. Steve has flown Plywood Overcast.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, when did you fly it?
Oh, at a good event, too. Can you tell me, do you remember where we were, Steve?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lee gave me the opportunity to fly at Joe Nall last year. Oh. And it flew lovely, and it was a great time, and I appreciate that.
He almost got it into a loop.
I've looped it before. Very slowly.
I know. No. Yeah. That just makes my you-know-what curl. But, Steve, I could sit here and talk about it, but you are the guy, are one of the team members that are in charge of it. So I wanted to give you the microphone to tell our listeners about this upcoming event.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lee and Terry, for letting me be on the show today. I appreciate that. I am a hobbyist. I've been flying since 1968, many of you started with my dad. So the chance to be part of the planning team for the Fun Fly, really embrace that this year. And we're so excited for the members and for the community and for you to be here as well. So we have a lot of exciting opportunities for our pilots. I'll talk about that first for a moment. We've expanded some of the things on Site 3 that we've done in the past. We've got pilot's lounge. The pilot giveaway is exploding. I mean, we have so many great sponsors right now that are going to be here participating. Dubro is our title sponsor. We have Horizon Hobby, High Tech, Valley View will be there, and so many others. And then the Swap Shop will be up in full force and working. So we think these and, you know, just the camaraderie for the pilots is going to be phenomenal this year. I was there last year, and it was an exciting time. We hope to even have more really fun things to do for the pilots, including, some pilot dinner on the 29th, and just a whole bunch of surprises that are coming. Now, I will say, too, one thing that was inspired by Lee, really, and he gave us the idea, and I'll show this to you, is this year, all pilots will receive the iFlu at the National Fun Fly. Yeah, so we're excited about that, too, and other surprises.
Well, I know I'm sticking that on Plywood Overcast.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple other planes.
So, Lee, am I correct in saying that you were inspired by the pins that we got at Oshkosh last year?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I just remember the first time I flew at Oshkosh with all the full-scale planes in the air. I thought it was cool to fly RC planes there. So it was pride. You know, I was like, wow, this is really cool. So I'm glad that we are encouraging other people to get excited about flying at the Fun Fly and being with some of the pilots. And, you know, we're not just talking about just everyday pilots. There are going to be a lot of skilled 3D pilots, jet turbines, you know, some of the people you see on social media, you know, doing crazy stuff. So looking forward to hanging out with all those people.
Yeah. And, in addition to that, this year we've opened it to the control line. Pilots will be here. Free Flight will have a space to operate. And it's just going to be, you know, embracing the entire sport and hobby for the for all the pilots, all of us who, you know, love this hobby. We're also to keep with the mission of the AMA to inspire the next generation, you know, to encourage youth to get out and build and fly and do those kind of things. It's a full community day on the 29th.
So of June.
Yeah. So the Fun Fly runs from the 28th through the 30th of June for the pilots the entire time. And then on the 29th, it's open to the community. We're anticipating, several hundred youth and others to be here. We'll have virtually the entire IAC property will be open to a whole incredible host of activities, which I can cover some of those, Lee, if you'd like.
Oh, absolutely. But I do want to touch on something we hadn't mentioned yet. And Terry, I'm going to have to ask you to mute your mic. This is live, folks.
I love my kids, too. I really love my kids.
We do love our live podcast. I want to make this very clear to those of you who have never been or excited to attend. What's the cost, Steve?
I'm glad you asked, Lee. This year, there is no landing fee. The cost is free. So the pilots come, enjoy flying, and the love and our passion of our hobby. So, yeah.
Yeah. So do you have to be an AMA member to come in and watch?
You do not have to be an AMA member to come in and watch. And we are hugely confident that there are a lot of the community that will be dazzled by some of the performance that you were just, you know, talking about and some of the different, you know, types of aircraft and the types of maneuvers they can do and just the excitement and thrill of the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm going to touch on a little bit of IAC, and then I'll let Steve continue with what he had mentioning some of the projects that are going on. But there are several flying sites, locations at IAC. It's a very huge facility. So there are
IAC. What is this IAC you speak of?
International. Steve. Now this is where you get to hear the cool stuff about our show. Terry's job is to anytime there's an abbreviation, he interjects. Let's explain. What is AMA?
Let's unpack this.
International Aero Modeling Center. There you go. International Aero Modeling Center, there are several sites, and some sites are dedicated to control lines, some are dedicated to free flight, and site three is primarily where all the big demo, big flying scale stuff, where we plan to be most of the day. But site one is going to be where we'll be doing some of the youth programs, right, Steve? Is this what you want to touch on?
Yes, that is. Site one, we will have buddy boxing will be happening there. So, you know, we want the kiddos to get in there and be able to experience the thrill of flying. There'll be control line activities for the kids to get in, and not just kids, anybody who wants to get out there and participate and practice.
I'm bringing my PT-19, man. I want to fly my PT-19 out there.
Hey, that's right. So there'll be that. We also will have some rocket launches there. Yeah. So all of these things will be in place to inspire, you know, that next generation, to let them see what is achievable with this hobby. It's done so much for me as a kid moving forward. I mean, I'm here at the AMA. It's like a dream come true for me. So I really enjoy that. And so they'll have all those opportunities to actually build and try, launch their rockets, fly their planes, and just do all those things. We have the Boys and Girl Scouts troops will be at site one with us. So they'll be participating, and they'll have an opportunity to earn badges and do, you know, their aeronautical challenge that for that club. And then we move the site, you know, up to the front of the property. You want me to keep going on the front of the property?
Please keep going. Yeah, you're on a roll.
The fun fly is so fun that I could talk about this for 2 hours. So up at the front, we have a whole host of activities there as well. So we have a speaker series that will take place in the McCullough room of the museum. And in that speaker series, we have Women in Aviation coming. So they will be there to talk about their organization and how it can inspire, you know, young ladies to get into the field of aviation and all the things that that can do for them. We'll also have our education team at the speaker series, and they will be able to talk about the wonderful programs and the offerings the AMA has to offer through our education portal and through the memberships for youth and all of those different things. On the outside, we have a full-scale Lifeline helicopter landing. So that's going to be pretty interesting. And they're going to open up and show everybody what is going on there. And then we also have multi-rotor drone displays on the outside. And we have some really cool aircraft coming, some that they'll vertical take off and landing and transition into fixed wings. So that will be happening. We have a drone delivery demonstration. The drone racing league will be up at the front.
Oh, will MultiGP be setting up a course?
They will be, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they'll have a full course set up, and they'll run throughout the day. And these are all open to the public to come and watch and participate in the demonstrations and, you know, talk to the pilots and just kind of get really what it's all about, you know, what aviation is and how it can, grow into the pipeline for full scale careers in STEM and, you know, all of the different things that so many of our members have turned this into in their lifetimes.
Yep. So the museum will be open. I highly encourage any of you who are attending, please go walk through the museum. It's amazing. And you're going to say to yourself, well, I have time to do everything. This is like a mini Smithsonian setup here, you know, because you're going to want to do a lot of stuff up front. There's also we have a pond up front, and we're hoping that the water will be full, but the Indy Admirals will be there doing some boat displays. And I think they might even allow people to run boats. Is that correct, Steve?
That is correct. There is a Try Me station there, and so they will have boats on the water for people to try. And another thing I'm excited about with them is one of their members, who is also an AMA member, an avid flyer as well as a boater, is bringing a scale 15-foot Titanic. And it is full of all the running lights, working smokestacks, horn. And
okay, I need this photo for social media. I was not aware. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And here's a cool thing, too. He does have the ability to sink the front end and then blow the ballast, and it resubmerges, and it's fully functional.
See, I'd be more impressed if it actually separated into two parts and they would just float around and they can reconnect.
That's the next iteration of
exactly.
it, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. We will have some other exciting things on Site 3. I will just to give you, if it's okay, I'll just to give you a sneak preview, but I'm not going to tell what it is. you know, I've been building and flying a long time, so I have, since I started at the AMA, I have been working on an aircraft, if you will, that will represent the AMA and the AMA Foundation, hopefully in a meaningful and exciting way. And I plan to fly that during the fun fly on hopefully all 3 days.
All right. So we'll have to do that side by side with Plywood Overcast.
It might not fly as well as
okay. you go first. I'll bring up the rear. Right. I don't know if I've already posted the link here online, guys. If you want to learn more, you can go to modelaircraft.org/funfly. But I do have the website here, and I wanted to show what this is. If I got this right here, is it the right page yet? We have a neat little feature, and this, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, was this added by Ball State University volunteers?
That's correct. Yes.
So that's a nice partnership we have with Ball State University there in Muncie, and their team worked on creating this little interactive map. I'm not going to do it on my screen here because it did change my browser. So it's not, it's not interactive for StreamYard, but I would encourage you to go check this out because this is where you can get more information. Click on each link on what's happening where. And the way I see it, if you're a visitor and you come in, definitely stop at the entrance, look at some of the stuff that's there, peruse the museum. And if you have kids and you want to, you know, if you're new to flying, go to site one first and see where all the activities are to say, here's aviation, you know, here's where it starts. And then if you are wanting to just watch some of these incredible kits that are flying, and I know I'm bringing a team of pilots with me, Fitz will be there, and our buddy Mike Leibel's coming with a beautiful B-24. If you want to see some really cool airplanes flying, many people will be at Site 3. Hopefully 200-plus pilots will be at Site 3 having a grand old time. And you know the big event is Saturday. So Saturday is the day you want to come out there. Pilots, you know, we're flying from Friday to Sunday. So we'll hope to see you there. We will be there. We hope to hang out with you guys and chat with you. But Saturday should be pretty darn busy, but there is so much to do. And what we haven't talked about yet is my buddy Kyle and his paramotors. You want to touch on that?
Yeah. So down on in the Site 4 area, we have paramotorists coming in. They will fly early morning hours, and then they'll fly later evening hours. And in between that time slot, Site 4 will be open for RC flying. So, you know, really the fun fly on the 29th is all things aviation. So they'll be working together and learning from each other. And we hope that will be a marvelous time just to, you know, experience everything that is about aviation. Also on Reese Airport there to the south of Site 4, we do have a wonderful pilot coming in with a biplane, and those biplane rides will be available for purchase for the biplane ride. But we anticipate several people doing that, myself included. I'm a licensed pilot, but I've never been in a biplane, so it's a kind of like a bucket do list thing.
Get your GoPro on.
So, Lee, you had the interactive site map there. Let's pretend you can zoom that out to show the whole state. To be clear, this is in Muncie, Indiana, which is what, maybe an hour northeast of Indianapolis?
Right.
Enhance.
Okay, so here's Muncie. Can you see my arrow?
Yes.
My little finger? Okay, I know this is hard visually. For those of you listening, there's a map. and in the southeast quarter is the... sorry, dear. Is the ISC, but you can see that huge amount of farmland. You know what, Steve? I've forgotten. Do you remember how many acres IAC covers?
It's a little over 1,100 acres on the main property. So it's massive and it's beautiful. The area is just beautiful.
Well, it seems to be working for me now.
So for those thinking of flying, I assume people might want to fly, and you can fly into Indianapolis. And
that's what we do. I'll go back further. So yeah, Muncie is east of Indianapolis. It's a little northeast of Indianapolis. So here's
a little north of I-70.
Yeah. And so typically when I've gone to Muncie to work or hang out, Camp AMA, would fly into Indianapolis and then rent a car up to Muncie.
It's just a little over an hour from Indianapolis International Airport. And then also Delaware County has a really nice airport for those of our members who fly their own aircraft in. And we do have them do that from time to time.
I was going to say Dayton, Ohio might be a secondary option for you.
And you could pair it with a visit to the National Museum or whatever they call it.
Air Force.
The National Museum of the U.S. Air Force. I forget the terminology they use for it, but the Air Force Museum in Dayton. That's right. A worthwhile stop too.
It's a very nice.
Very nice. So, all right. I think it's going to be about a 7-hour drive of road time for me from Green Bay, and worth every minute of it. So I'm looking forward to making the hole down there to see you guys.
I see you're 7, and I raise you.
Oh, wow. And you're pulling a trailer too.
I'm pulling a trailer, yes. And buddies. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
I might even have an extra family member in the car. We'll see.
Nice.
What happens. So we're making the trek, Steve.
Hey, that's awesome. And you know, you, Terry, I think you mentioned it a little while back when we were talking. This really is for the family members as well. Who your support team is. My wife's my support team. So, you know, we all have it, whether it's a partner, a child, whoever's going with us, you know, they put a lot of effort into that. I know it'd been much more challenge if I didn't have, you know, that support team. So we really want to make the fun fly about them as well. You know, there's plenty of activities, lots of food trucks on site 3. We'll have places to sit. We'll have all kinds of things for them to participate in. And we just really are grateful to those who help us through this hobby.
Let me see if I can add to this. I'm going to bring this back to the screen. I had it a second earlier. This is planning your visit. So it is a trek to Muncie, and you would be driving. There are RV sites at IAC. If you go to the link here on modelaircraft.org/funfly, it says reserve your campsite. I think that just takes you to a third-party source that reserves the RV places. If they're booked, we also have just camping sites, too. Tent camping sites. I don't know if those are numbered, but what I was told is as long as you have a parking space, correct, and it's not in the RV area, you can camp out there too. We have huge facilities out there.
That's correct. Yeah, they usually call it the primitive camping sites. And there are people, there have been people out there all last week camping just because it is it's a nice area with facilities and, bonfire spots. I mean, there's really it's a good area to be at.
So when I attended Nats, my son and I, we had our own tents and we just camped out next to our parking lot. With Nats, that seems very common. I wasn't sure if that was still the same thing for the fun fly, but it's possible and it's beautiful. And again, there are facilities, bathrooms and so forth and showers. But if you wanted to stay in a hotel, there's also a list of partnering hotels there on the website that you guys can call and make a reservation. We'll be hanging out in one of those. I'm not going to be tenting this year, but we will be out there. But I will say our trailer should be out at site 3, and that's pretty much where we'll be. So if you guys are listening, you want to come hang out with me, Terry and Fitz and Mike, and hopefully Austin, if he's coming, I think Terry's bringing a buddy. That's where you'd want to come find us.
Yeah. If I could add this too, since you said trailer, it made me think the all new revamped and re-outfitted simulation trailer, the education simulation trailer, will be on site that day at Site One. The team there has added so many new features, and it's just a wonderful experience to be able to get in there and try that out and see what, you know, what education is about.
Yeah, Mark Benson was out at an event this weekend, and he headed out, and his joke to us was, you know, the gates open at 11, and he did the timestamp, and it was like 9, and there were people already using the trailer. So it is an attractive, and it's fun to hang out there at the RC Sim trailer, which, you know, I've had the pleasure of using out at AirVenture. So if, for those of you wanting to get into the hobby, what a great place to start bringing your kids. Again, go to Site One first, participate in some of those programs. There actually is a free flight build, you know, program, correct, that they're putting on there. So kids can build planes, free flight planes, step up to RC, use the simulator, and then go even further to flight line and then do a buddy box flight.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to back us up a little bit here because, Steve, I thought you said my trigger word earlier, swap meet. And so I'd like to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so that is the swap meet is going to be, my understanding, one of the biggest that we've ever had here at the Fun Fly. And I'll be honest, I'm really not putting that together. We have here, our very own Erin is putting that together for us. And she does a marvelous job of bringing all of our sponsors and, you know, vendors together in the swap shot. But she assures me that it will be one of the best values that you've ever participated in at that swap shot. I've already been hiding money from my wife, so I'm ready to purchase. So yeah, that's look forward to that.
All right. So can people plan to buy and sell?
I believe that there will be some trading going on there. Yes.
Okay.
Now we have those registered. If you want to be in the swap shot, go to that Funfly URL and you can register to be at the swap shop. But you know, as we do, we sometimes will have some things and we can walk over and change them up. But yeah, if you register there, you'll be assured a spot.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, great. I will see Terry. He's going to just right. A swap booth there and then disappear on me.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to leave some space in the trailer to bring home Fitz's hoard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That might have to wait till Oshkosh.
Well, Steve, I part of me is like, I don't want to tell too much more because we really want people to show up and find out for themselves. I will tell you, I mentioned earlier, I've been in the meetings and I know you guys are working super hard on this. We're trying to push out a lot of social media. And again, our job there is to document it as well. So I hope those of you who are listening right now will tune in to some of our live shows that we will produce for both AMA and RC Roundtable and, you know, see our antics out there and hopefully see some amazing aircraft and a lot of fun.
Come put your signature on Plywood Overcast.
Exactly. Yes. I have purchased an actual buddy box.
Oh,
so
right.
I got a nice radio that like virtually brand new. So we'll have that equipped. We've already tested it. So this will make it a little easier. And you know, all you have to do is make one circuit with Plywood Overcast. Your name goes on it, and even a sticker, maybe. But there's the caveat.
But did you add the spoilers?
I haven't yet, but it is on. Kids, I'm just throwing kids out there for my global excuse. Right. But they will be on. They will be on before we go. And worst case, we'll be doing that Friday when we get there and catch up.
There you go. And I did get a new batch of stickers in, so can get your RC Roundtable stickers.
Awesome. Steve, any closing thoughts you'd like to add?
Thank you guys for letting me on the show. I really appreciate that. And if you do come out, or when you come out to the Fun Fly on June 28th through the 29th, 30th, I'm sorry, be sure to stop by and see myself and Rachel with the foundation and, you know, sign up for the pilot giveaway. It's going to be amazing. And we look forward
to it. We're not giving away pilots. just kidding.
Maybe. Hey, look,
here's Bob. Maybe. I thought I was winning a plane, darn it. Yeah, but did we mention the raffle? I mean,
I don't think we did.
There's more. There is a raffle going on at Site 3. So, guys, participate. There's going to be a lot of items provided by some awesome vendors.
Lots of items, and we'll be giving away frequently. So get your tickets when you arrive and get them early.
Yeah, cool. Well, Steve, thanks for all you're doing to pull this together. I have not been to a National Fun Fly yet, so I am very excited to get down there and see what all there is to do.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Well, guys, that's all for this special episode, this very special episode. Mm-hmm. But thanks for joining us. And again, go to modelaircraft.org/funfly if you would like to register or just learn more information so you can come out and hang with us. And please do come hunt us down so we can get some photos, and we'll have a huge gallery on our website. Any last words, Terry?
Nope. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys.
All right. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. You guys have a great day.
Bye.
Please visit our website at rcroundtable.com. That's where you will find all of our podcast episodes. You can also find a little bit of background information about the show host and leave comments and suggestions about the show. There are links to a few of our favorite vendors and also links to our various social media accounts. Thank you for watching and listening.